5:30 a.m. Bungee jumping. It had been a disastrous day. I fell into bed, exhausted, that night. Tomorrow, I'm going to sleep until noon, I decided. I'm supposed to be on vacation, right? Or maybe I just stay in bed the whole day. I fell into a restless sleep. The disco music roared in my ears. At 5 o'clock in the morning, I was woken up by a knock at my door. "Who is it?" I mumbled.
"Wake up, Geronimo! Time to leave!"
squeaked a voice on the other side of the door. I opened it. It was another Muscle Mouse. This one was even bigger than Crusher. He looked like he lifted weights in his sleep.
"Did you forget, Geronimo?" he cried. "You're booked for a bungee jumping lesson this morning."
I didn't understand. "What? But I didn't..." I stammered. Before I could go on, Muscle Mouse stuck a piece of paper under my snout. It read,
5:30 a.m. Bungee jumping, Geronimo Stilton. 7:30 a.m. Hang gliding, Geronimo Stilton. 11:30 a.m. deep sea diving, Geronimo Stilton. 12:30 p.m. archery, Geronimo Stilton. 2 p.m. free fall parachuting, Geronimo Stilton. 4 p.m. deep sea fishing with sharks, Geronimo Stilton. 7 p.m. rock climbing, Geronimo Stilton.
Muscle Mouse gave me a friendly slap on the back. It sent me flying across the room. I crashed into the dresser. I wondered if I was totally paralyzed, or if I would be able to walk with a cane. Muscle Mouse didn't seem to notice my pain.
"Are you telling me you've forgotten, Geronimo?"
he grinned. I didn't know what to say. Of course I hadn't signed up for such ridiculously dangerous activities. After all, I'm afraid of heights. I'm afraid of sharks. I'm afraid of pairing the wrong shirt with the wrong tie. First of all, my name is Geronimo. Geronimo Stilton, I corrected him. He smirked, waving the piece of paper under my nose.
What a joker, he chuckled. It says here, Geronimo and Geronimo. We've already wasted too much time. Now get dressed and let's get going.
I tried to protest, but he kept waving the paper under my snout. But there was no way I was going. No way in a million, trillion, gazillion years. 2 minutes later, I followed Muscle Mouse down the hall. I had fallen for the old shake my paw trick. When I stuck out my paw to shake, Muscle Mouse had grabbed me. Cheese niblets! It was going to be one long day.